Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
Episode 68.
Kind of lucky number 68.
Lucky 68. Yeah, go play that in the lottery.
Yeah, there you go.
Last time it was the explosive Valentine's Day apocalypse.
Yeah, right.
And so now we're talking about some of the fallout.
Some of the aftermath. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Things kind of got boring in a hurry.
Yeah, they did get boring. Although, I think next week, maybe some big stuff,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, based maybe on the promos that I saw, was like, mm-hmm, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dream or reality?
I thought dream. Yeah, but, I think you know, never know.
One can hope.
What should we talk about first?
Let's start with Hillary and Devon.
Okay.
So, Hillary was in the hospital,
uh-huh,
and she had told Neil and Devon and everybody else, ha, 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 I was just kidding. I never loved anyone. And
she even had me there for a little while.
Yeah. And I was on the fence. And mm-hmm. But now we've come to the realization that
she's just acting like a bitch.
Yeah.
To protect them.
Yes. To salvage Devon and Neil's relationship.
Yeah.
But she really does love Devon.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Now that Neil has his sight back and he's wearing glasses all the time.
I know!
I've lost all interest in this storyline.
I guess I still am hanging on to some idea that she and Devon will get back together.
Yeah, I think that's clear that they will.
But I just can't really figure out how or, you know, mm-hmm, how long. Yeah. And there was a point in which she was pretty rude to Neil and Devon at the mm-hmm club.
Yeah.
And she hasn't left town.
No.
And they've almost made it clear, like, you can't leave town until you fix it. Like
fix what?
Like, she's in charge of having a soul or something.
She needs to divorce Neil.
I guess there is some paperwork.
I would imagine she'd stay around for that.
That's true. But then Kane came up to her and he's like, you're not fooling me.
Right, yeah.
I know everything.
And yeah, she's just like, shut up, Kane.
And then Kane even told Lily that, too, yeah, right? He said, she's playing, she loves Devon, and
Lily's like, no, she's the devil, she's everything awful in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
If you were Lily, wouldn't you think the same?
Yeah, and for once, you know, I kind of don't hate Lily. I think Lily's having an appropriate response, and she and Kane have made up. He's not kicked out anymore, but he's not sleeping in, you know, their room.
They're at least holding hands.
Yeah, so clearly they're all going to get back together, too.
Yeah, I know. It's funny because I don't really like Lily, and yet she deserves better.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but then they had a scene with Hillary. She went into, like, the dive bar, you know, where everybody
drinks beer. Oh, yeah, love the dive bar.
It was on St. Patrick's Day or something, mm-hmm, right? She was drinking her green beer.
Yeah.
And they had this really poor actor playing a drunk Irish guy next to her to listen to her sad story.
Yeah. Yeah, and was that not the worst?
It was terrible.
You know, I mean, like only in Genoa City could you have a dive bar on St. Patrick's Day and there's like three people there. You know, I mean, I miss the days of Billy having a bar and throwing those great theme parties.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It was
stupid.
Yeah.
And I kind of didn't really understand the purpose of that, like, to show that she was sort of remorseful.
Heartbroken, yeah.
Okay, well, we already knew that.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't we figure that out?
No. But having her, drink, you know, cry into her green beer, which was stupid to begin with, because you know she doesn't drink beer. Come on.
The green beer?
Yeah.
As well.
A beer of any kind.
Yeah.
You know, she would have had a green mojito. Grasshopper, you know, some kind of early drink.
I suppose. And I loved at the end where she was getting ready to leave and the bartender came by and mm-hmm, he's got like a towel over his shoulder. It's like the same stock bartender every time. Like, wait a minute, I think I've seen you somewhere else.
Yeah. That's his only job.
So she's not leaving town. She's just hanging out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Sure.
It'll go somewhere.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Neil's going somewhere.
To the bar.
I meant to jail, I think.
Oh, to jail. Okay, yeah.
So, kind of backtrack, Neil's super upset about the whole Hillary-Devon thing. He gets plowed.
Yeah.
And then Nikki, being Nikki, decides she's going to take charge and take him to
force him to an go AA to AA meeting, which I'm pretty sure is against
the AA. Yeah, it's AA like, that's code. Not what you do.
Yeah. I mean,
but she was sober. Right. She's decided she's sober, and so now her hair is combed, and she's decided she has something to do. Like, yes. Neil is her
she
project.
Yeah, she has a mission now, and it's to get Neil back on the wagon.
Yeah. So she's driving him, and his acting is so bad. Yeah. His drunk
his
acting.
His drunk acting is worse than his blind acting.
It is so bad. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, maybe that actor is sober in real life, and he doesn't know. But, yeah, it's just...
Yeah, it's really, it's laughably bad.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not gonna go, I'm not gonna go. And
you
they're driving.
Rain.
Yeah, it's like nighttime, it's raining, she's like, and she's, I'm taking you to the AA meeting, yeah, you're gonna get clean.
Right.
And, I think that's also one of the rules, is you can't show up to an AA meeting drunk.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that is
yeah.
a rule.
Like, you have to have at least sobered up.
Yes.
So, breaking a few rules there.
Yeah.
Anyway, he gets upset, and he yanks the wheel.
Yeah. He forcibly says, you're not taking me, so I'd rather crash this car.
Yeah.
So, he does.
He does crash the car straight into Christine in the pharmacy parking lot. She's, like, picking up prenatal vitamins.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. No more, baby.
Yeah. I thought she was going to have it. I guess
no,
I really did.
Yeah, I just didn't think
but
so.
They, yeah, they, at least they're not stringing it out anymore. Okay, so Christina's not going to have a child.
Right.
She and
right.
Paul are never going to have a kid.
Now, did they say she can't have any more kids?
No, but I think that was kind of it.
Implied,
right?
Yeah, I would hope so.
I don't think
they're
old.
Going.
Well, and so is his sperm.
Yeah, well.
He found out a little bit later, but it was typical Paul over the
standard
top.
Cry scenes.
Yeah, and he got really mad at Nikki in the beginning. Once he found out it was her, he immediately arrested her.
Yeah.
But she took a breathalyzer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she covered for Neil.
Yeah, she was covering up for Neil.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think I can see why, because she's on this mission to save Neil anyway.
Oh, I was like, throw him under the bus right now. Like, it's not even under the bus. Just tell the truth.
No, I can see why she didn't. I get it. I mean, I'm not sure I agree with it, but if he's, you know, her new project, she can't. Because then she's a failure.
Okay. Well, I felt like in order for him to truly hit rock bottom and change, he needs to face the music.
Yeah, true.
And it's not like he crashed a car into a telephone pole. He crashed it into a human being.
Yes, and killed someone.
Yeah,
depending on your
your political, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, so, you know, he's super remorseful, mopey.
Yes. Has he drank since then? I couldn't tell. I wasn't sure.
Yes, he had. And then while he was in the bar, he switched from vodkas to water.
Oh, that's right.
Nikki
came in
and found him and said, I'll have what he's having. And then was shocked when it was water. And I think a little disappointed.
I think she was disappointed. Totally.
Wait, we're not getting our drink on?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
So, but then at the end of the week, he's kind of hemmed and hawed, and he feels very conflicted, which he should.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then he goes into the police station, even despite Nikki saying, no, no, don't.
Because then you'll ruin my life because I lied to the police, and that's
But
good.
I think she'll get off the hook, right? I mean, she basically did something to protect somebody else. I don't know. Plus, she's a Newman. She didn't really do anything truly wrong.
No. I mean, that's, you know, pick up garbage by the side of the road. Kind of crime.
And she won't have to do any.
No,
so.
No. But can Neil get charged with drunk driving?
I don't think so, but I think that maybe like reckless
endangerment.
Something
or,
like that. Yeah. But I feel like he will get like he won't go to jail. I don't know. It'll be something where
they'll say extenuating circumstances.
Or like he wasn't in his right mind.
Right.
Because she was trying to take him to a meeting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Something along those lines. Christine
is convinced that they were gunning for her.
Yeah.
That they
swerved. I mean, the car did swerve in her direction.
Sure. Yeah. But she, you know, it was a wrong place at the wrong time. It was not deliberate by any stretch of the imagination.
Because if you were really going to swerve your car on purpose, hit somebody, wouldn't you then get out and be like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. Wouldn't you just keep driving?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Definitely. Or hit her somewhere less obvious than the brightly lit pharmacy parking lot.
In the middle of downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But she was livid.
Oh, yeah. She's...
When she found it was Nikki.
She went up scenery all over the place and yelling at Paul, saying, you were protecting her forever.
Yeah.
And
she was mean.
She was mean. She was really mean. It was kind of like, yeah, stick it to Paul.
Why?
I hate Paul. I've always hated Paul.
I felt like he got the short end of the stick on this
one. Oh,
he
really
had nothing
does.
To
oh,
do
yeah.
with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. But
kind
I still
kind of hot
hate
between
Paul.
Two women.
Yeah.
And I do think Nikki, she's a meddler for sure, and she's always there. It would be annoying, but at the same time,
this time it really legit wasn't her fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he tore into her quite a bit.
Yeah. So then they release Christine after a day or two, and then she goes back to work immediately, like straight from the hospital.
Yeah.
And is reopening Phyllis's case. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like taking all her anger out on Phyllis now.
Yeah, right.
And I just felt like Christine, I don't know what's her deal.
Misplaced.
I wonder if she'd even stay around after all this.
I don't know. I won't cry to see her go.
No, I won't either. No. I feel like her character is flat.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
get excited about anything that happens to her.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, then should we talk about Phyllis?
Yeah.
So...
What about Phyllis?
I don't know. So Kelly confesses.
Yes. Kelly confessed the poisoning.
Very publicly in front of everyone. They're all standing up, like, in the athletic club lobby or something.
Yeah, they all just...
It's like Paul happens to be there. Phyllis and Jack happen to be there. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is having dinner. And she's like, I must confess right here.
Right here.
I did
right
it all.
Now. Yeah.
And... It's even to, I think to Phyllis, it's like, this is suspicious.
Yeah, yeah. But there's, because it's not plausible. It's plausible that she had done it, but it's not plausible that she would confess that way to it.
Yeah.
You know, and so vehemently all of a sudden say, oh, yes, I absolutely did this.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah. So she spent the night in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of another thing that got Christine fired up. Like, now she's got some real...
Right.
I don't know, something.
Someone to...
And then, what else? Then Victor bails her out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the bail had been set really high.
Really high.
And there's no way that, Kelly or Stitch could have...
I don't get Victor's angle.
Well, he's got some kind of thing going on. Because he keeps going to confession and talking to clearly not a priest.
Yeah.
You know.
Some sort of business.
Yeah. So,
confidant. I don't know. Somebody who's helping him.
Yeah.
But I'm just not really sure what...
Who was he talking to?
Or what is happening?
Yeah. What's...
It's very mysterious.
Is there... Well, and is it to break up Phyllis and Jack so that Jack will be miserable?
I don't...
But what's...
Like,
so
why...
What?
Yeah. What? Like, why mess with his personal life?
Yeah.
Really? It's already messy.
Right.
Just let
it
run its
just
course.
Let it run,
without
exactly.
Victor
without
doing anything,
help.
I feel like it's already a pain in the ass.
Right.
So I don't really understand why Victor feels like he needs to manipulate Kelly's role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have
or provide her with the resources
to
bail her out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, because she was talking to him like, okay, this is all part of one big plan, and, I confess, and then you get me out of jail, and then... Victor had some kind of way to twist it so that she wasn't going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Because she really didn't do it.
Yeah.
Which leads me to wonder, okay, who did actually
do it? Who did do it, exactly.
The poisoning. And why.
Yeah, I don't think it was Kelly.
I think
there are
Kelly,
things she's done, but not the poisoning. And I don't think it's Phyllis.
I don't think it's Phyllis either. So, that is a true mystery of... Why would Victor set up this whole scenario?
I don't know.
And what's the point?
Hmm.
And where is Meredith Baxter?
Yes, where is she?
They even referenced that she couldn't have posted the bail because no one knows where she is.
Yeah, that's weird.
And if you post bail for someone, isn't that like a public record? Isn't that... Common knowledge that you can just say, oh, who posted bail?
Well, I've had a lot of people ask me to bail them out, but I've never actually bailed anyone out. So I've always said,
all right, your problem. You're up.
yeah.
Okay, so you're telling me don't call you if I get funny bail?
I might bail you out. Depends what you do.
I'm sure it would be something not my fault.
And if I was in jail, I'm sure it would be my fault.
But I'd still bail you out. So.
Right, good to know.
Okay. Regardless, there's something, there's information out there that we don't know.
Yeah. So then Kelly's bailed out. She goes back to the athletic club to get a room. She already had a room maybe there.
Yeah.
Victor's paying for it, though.
Right.
And so she orders... She's very excited.
That's right, yeah.
She orders some champagne, and she's got a ticket to go somewhere. Did you catch where the ticket was?
I didn't. I didn't see where it was.
I don't think they showed it. I feel like they showed the ticket that it was going to be boarding.
Yeah, but not the destination.
Yeah. And I was confused. Was she expecting somebody to show up and drink that champagne with her, or was it her own personal private party?
That, I got the feeling that she thought someone was going to show up.
Okay, I thought so, too.
You know, the... She had the fluffy robe on, and...
And there were two glasses.
Yeah, and so...
Okay.
So and when she answered the door,
Yeah, it seemed like she was expecting somebody.
Yeah, yeah. She was not expecting Phyllis, who was actually there.
Yeah, because Avery called Phyllis and said, hey, Kelly just got bailed out.
She's out.
Phyllis is on fire, and shoots over there.
Yeah.
Room service! So she goes in there and marches into Kelly's room...
Mm-hmm.
And sees the ticket.
Yeah.
And is going to call the police.
Right, say she's about to jump bail.
And Kelly cracks her in the back of the head with the champagne bottle.
Which I kind of loved.
Oh, that was good.
That was awesome.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a bigger deal than it ended up being.
Yeah, especially because, you know, Phyllis's history of head trauma.
Yeah!
You know, Kelly hit her in just the right spot to knock her out but not do any long-term damage.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that those two actresses are just having so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think so.
When they get their sights and they say, oh, look, cat fight. Yay! Yeah. Oh, I get to hit you over the head with a bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, I get to slap you. Yay!
Yeah.
You know? That they're having a great time at work.
I think so.
Which is perfect.
Fine with me.
Yeah, love it.
I think Kelly has looked really good lately.
Yes, she has.
Because I have complained about the way she's looked in the past. And
frequently.
I feel like, yeah, I know. I feel like her makeup has been really flattering. Her hair has looked much better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Something looks better.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I think I have always thought she looked good, but now she looks particularly well put together.
Yeah.
You know, especially after a night in jail.
Yeah, she just came out of there all glamorous.
Yeah.
Like, so she cracks Phyllis on the back of the head.
Mm-hmm. Runs to Victor.
Yeah, runs to Victor. He, I don't know.
He kind of freaks out. It was, what the hell? That was not part of the plan.
Well, exactly.
What is wrong
Wouldn't you be like that?
Wouldn't you be like,
gosh,
absolutely.
I just bailed you out for something you falsely confessed to, and now you're going to do
and
something real.
And now you're doing a felony.
Yeah.
That's...
You're like, get out of here.
Yeah. And that's kind of one of the things I like about Kelly is that she's kind of dumb.
She is dumb.
You know?
Dumb and desperate. Not
dumb
a good
and
combo.
Desperate. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. So easily led.
Because I feel like she is unraveling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we questioned her unraveling before.
Yeah.
Especially now that we're thinking she didn't poison herself or,
right.
you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Something's up. But, then she runs back to the club. No, she had her bag, though, because she had to run in with Lily on her way out.
Oh, that was funny.
And it was, like, weird and pathetic. And she was like, I have to go, I have to go.
I have to go, but I'm not leaving town.
Yeah.
You're leaving town. Shut up. I gotta go. Yeah, it was just like,
and Lily's like, where?
I don't care.
Yeah. Lily was like, don't do anything dumb, but anyway.
I have my own problems.
Yeah. And then Paul comes back and questions Lily later, and he's like, so did you think she was leaving? And Kelly's like, or not Kelly,
Lily.
Lily's like, no, yes, no, yes,
yes,
possibly.
Yes, I don't know why she would have that huge travel bag, but,
you know,
maybe she was just doing her dry cleaning.
Yeah, no, it's... Okay, so Kelly's on the run? Oh, and she called Jack.
Yeah.
And gave him this very, like, I had story. To tell you I loved you for the last time.
Yeah.
And right. then we're all thinking, well, so she's splitting town. Jack thinks she might commit suicide.
Right. Yeah. And we still don't know. I mean, Stitch was all kinds of worried and concerned about her.
Yeah.
And they had a couple of conversations. And, you know, he's still kind of dropping these little, you know, remember when how you were before.
Remember and, when you beheaded
all the dolls in your house. But, yeah, so there's some kind of unnamed past history of...
Of craziness.
Of craziness. Yeah. Maybe she'll revert back to.
Yeah.
Because that'd be fun. But.
Yeah. She's desperate.
Yeah.
Who knows? I really don't know.
Mm-mm.
But I don't think she's gone.
I don't know. No. She'll be around.
Or they'll catch her because she's so dumb.
Yeah, because she's so dumb.
She won't even make it to, like, the end of... The town limits. Or
right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Right.
She'll stop in at Crimson Lights for a to-go coffee.
There you go.
They'll be like,
10 of them.
Hello, this is the Genoa City Police Station by now, right. didn't
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, really.
So, what else?
Should we talk about the, since we're kind of on Jack and Phyllis, they're all engaged again.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
They're getting married. It's all beautiful, but.
Well, is it, though?
Oh, they're never going to get married.
Well, there's the no engagement way. Party...
Wasn't for them. It was for Billy and Chelsea.
Yeah, and Chelsea was saying, you know, I don't want to get married super soon. Like, mm-hmm. I need some time.
Yeah.
And Billy is saying...
Let's elope today.
Today. Right now.
Yeah, right now.
And she's saying no. And then, was it... Because I wasn't sure if I got this correct. Did Chelsea say that she didn't want to... get married until Jack and Phyllis got married? Like, she didn't want to take the
I think
the
that she
spotlight
did.
Away
yeah,
from them?
Yeah, I think that she did say that.
Okay. But then Jack and Phyllis decided, well, they're going to get married in 30 days.
Right. Yeah. So, 31 days is Billy's timeline.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you think Chelsea and Billy will get married?
I don't know. I kind of go back and forth. Yeah. I'm kind of leaning towards no.
Yeah.
You know, because... Adam / Gabriel keeps having these moments with Chelsea.
Yeah.
And you can see her wavering.
Yeah.
You know. And,
absolutely.
If she was single, she would totally hit that. Mm. But she's got Billy in the way. And, oh, what do I do? Oh, well, I love Billy, but he's so intriguing and, you know.
Well, and Billy's not helping his case by getting all uppity about
right.
Gabriel.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yeah.
What could we call him?
Gad him.
There you go. He gets really,
protective and insecure and, jealous.
But then, yet...
But for good reason.
Yeah, totally, I agree. But then at the same time, like, he makes Gad him his, best man.
His best man, which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
It's so obvious.
Well, it's just, you know, he doesn't have any friends. He can't ask Jack to do it again.
Why?
Because...
You can't ask your best man to be the best man twice?
No.
Why?
Well, no, I mean, I'm sure you could, but...
Oh, I thought you meant that was like an Emily Post etiquette
no,
thing.
No. Like, Emily Post is not in favor of
bad
multiple
luck.
Marriages. Come on.
Oh, that's true.
You're married till you're dead, and then even after that, you stay a widow.
I wonder if there is an etiquette thing for that. Like, you know, what if somebody's your best man
yeah.
or your maid of honor, and then...
Can they do it?
You get married another time. Can they... Yeah. Are you required to ask that person a second time?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
that,
what
that
I mean?
That is for life?
Yeah.
Once a best man, always a best man.
I don't know.
Huh.
Throwing that out there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Huh? You should find out.
I mean, Jack seems like an obvious choice to me because he has zero friends.
Mm-hmm. And he's the brother.
And they're going to get married together. I mean, isn't
the fact that they're not having a double wedding is kind of amazing to me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, the Abbott
but
brother's wedding.
When they talked about, oh, we're going to get married in 30 days, mm-hmm. I guess I assumed that 31 days is Billy's timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And so there will be a week in April where they will basically
back
have a wedding
weddings.
One day.
Yeah.
And then things will explode.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
For various reasons.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, Gadam will come in and do the stop. No.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
But then, meanwhile, Kelly will come in and Nancy Kerrigan, Phyllis walking down the aisle.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
So I was just kind of expecting, because
there's going to be some kind of drama, either at one of the weddings or both of the weddings or at the reception.
Yeah.
Or something.
Something wedding related.
Yeah, something wedding related is going to blow up.
Yeah. Or maybe none of them will get married at all,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a possibility. But I feel like that's the path that they're taking, is that that's where the excitement's going to be.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Did Phyllis and Jack decide any of the details yet, or is it just the 30-day thing?
I think it's just a 30-day.
Okay. Yeah.
And that Kelly is not planning it.
Oh, yeah. It's funny.
Because, God, that would be just such a passive-aggressive.
Like, all the invitations will be black.
Right.
Everything will have, like, a really terrible gothic theme.
Right.
But I don't know what else.
Yeah. Well, I had a thought, and then I just totally lost my mind.
Was it about Gadam?
It might have been. Oh, it was about Gadam. Gadam and Sage met up with the lawyer guy.
Yeah.
Who's still suspicious, and, you know.
What does it even matter? That guy's getting paid no matter what. Why doesn't he just sign the form?
Oh, because he was, you know, Mrs. whatever her name was, Constance's lawyer for a million years.
Oh, okay.
He, you know, owes it to her.
Yeah.
And blah, 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 blah. Who cares?
Okay. Well, then.
The short version. But he got together with them and just was, again, really suspicious, because they sat there and were just so hostile to each other.
Yeah, they weren't very nice.
Sarcastic and, you know,
yeah,
rude. And then Sage went off and found Nick.
Which that's kind of what all she ever does, you know.
Yeah, speaking of people who don't have jobs or friends.
Yeah. It's like, I know that Sage supposedly took care of Constance, and so I'm supposed to believe that she had a heart, you know, she cares about old people, something.
Yeah.
But I can't seem to feel that with her. I feel like they've really divorced that feeling, because she was so upset when Constance died. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
They were so close. But now she just seems like,
I just want the money.
Yeah, like a gold digger. I don't know. Something. Or that she truly has feelings for Nick. I guess I'm just not buying it.
I think she probably does.
Yeah.
I think it's reasonable. But
I don't know. I guess I just see it.
Yeah, there's not a lot of chemistry between the two of them.
No, that's my problem.
And the scene that they had in the coffee shop where Sharon was transferring Faith over to Nick so that Nick and Faith could have their special day, and Sage kind of horned in on that. And, let me have, you know, coffee with you, and I'm going to try and engage this child. And, you know.
Faith was not having it.
Faith was perfect. That's exactly how a kid that age would act.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it just was perfect.
But then Sage ran away.
Good.
And then Nick came and found her, and he was like, yo, baby, I want you in my life.
Yeah. Regardless of what my daughter thinks.
Yeah, I know.
Basically. Like, she'll get over it.
That's basically what he said. Yeah, she'll get over it.
Yeah.
There's going to be many women in my life.
Right. They're going to be, you know, she needs to get used to the revolving door.
Dad's a playboy.
I don't know. So, Nick is just the worst father.
Oh, I love him, though. I can't help it. I'm like, I don't like Sage, but I'm like, whatever. Faith will get over it. It's terrible.
That's terrible.
It's totally terrible.
She probably won't, though. And now she's going to grow up with, you know, no ability to make connections.
Of course not.
Love people. And
She's on the Young and the Restless. She has to have a revolving door of relationships herself.
Yeah,
or definitely. She'll be really boring, like Lily and Kane.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, should we talk about Summer and her ability to have a relationship?
This whole thing, this whole cabin mystery thing.
I'm over it.
Oh, I was over it from the first 30 seconds it started.
I was, you know, until Kyle came along, that's when I got over it. It was like, oh, okay, Kyle did it. All right, fine.
Did he do it?
Oh, yeah.
You think Kyle did it?
Oh, I totally think.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Yes. Well, I mean, I guess I see the signs, but, well, because he's Jack's son, and I feel like they've spent time trying to cast the right person to make him somebody who's going to stay on the show. No?
Yeah. No, I think that, I don't know. I think they've that he's one of the disposables. They've been forcing this role of
Kyle since we started podcasting.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think that they still haven't quite figured it out. But no, I think that Kyle saw that while they were being roofied, Austin and Summer were having a fight because Summer woke up from the haze long enough to see Austin making out with Abby. And they had some kind of a fight, and he was the one who picked up the bookend or whatever it was and was threatening Summer, and then Kyle burst in to save her, and in order to save her, he bonked Austin on the head and killed him.
I mean, I will admit that when this stuff comes up, I kind of tune out and, like, fold my laundry or...
Oh, yeah. It's being dragged so many different ways, and they're trying to make it interesting. It's like, you know, it's just not...
It's not interesting. You know, I don't really care.
I didn't care about Austin to begin with, and the fact that now he has so much screen time...
I know! I was grateful when he was killed. Yeah. Like, yes! Thank God!
And the fact that, you know, now there's this whole element of, well, Austin was making a tell-all, tabloidy expose on the Newmans and the Abbotts. It's like... Ugh, who cares? Big deal. He's dead now.
To suggest he has some very big, explosive corporate secret he is going to expose to the world and that somebody killed him because of that?
Yeah, no.
Who cares? No. I don't.
And the only secret that he could have maybe had is that Victor actually did steal the miracle formula for the perfume.
Maybe.
But again.
Yeah, like not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Whatever. So. They're just, I don't think that they know what's...
I don't think the writers have figured out what it is. I don't think that they storyboarded it quite enough.
Yeah. Because there are other things that are super interesting, and this is just...
Not.
And so they have... I mean, Kyle is constantly lurking.
Mm-hmm.
And Abby was really upset, and so she... Oh, because she got mugged in the park.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, because someone keeps leaving messages...
Yeah.
She got a message on her phone. Yeah, it's turned into I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Totally. Yeah.
Which is like, oh my God, really?
Really dumb. So she got mugged in the park. She got hit in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's certain it's the, you know.
The killer.
Yeah.
But if it was the killer, I agree with whoever said, why didn't they just kill you?
Yeah, right?
You
know,
why did you just get knocked in the head?
Maybe it was Kelly, because she's so accurate.
There you go.
Just enough to knock you out,
swing
run away.
Swing that bottle. Just enough. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny if it was Kelly? So she gets mugged. Then Victoria says, well, you have to stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
And Abby and Stitch kind of have a lot of these like chances to be alone and talk about it. And she sort of confesses all this crap to Stitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Stitch is in on it now.
Yeah, Stitch knows what's up. And he said, first thing he says is, like, we need to go to the police. And she's like, well, no, because...
We already didn't go to the police.
Yeah, right. And he's just trying to help her.
Yeah.
But explain to me, because I clearly missed something, with the laptop and something about Stitch's picture and seeing Sharon, or what was that?
What?
I don't know. So,
I don't know what you're talking
about. I was watching yesterday's episode, the last episode of the week or whatever.
Before
March Madness, yeah. And
by the way, boo. Every year.
I know.
We get preempted for basketball. For real. Basketball, so.
Well, even they need a break, right?
I suppose.
But I hate that it always happens over our spring break when I have time to watch it.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So Kevin is talking about they unearthed Austin's files from his computer, blah, blah, blah. And clearly there was a picture of Stitch in there. And something about Sharon. And I was like, wait, what? What did I miss?
Yeah.
It almost felt like an episode got cut out. And I was like, I didn't miss that part.
Yeah.
I don't know. So if there's somebody listening, they know what the heck that was about.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Jump in.
Then they're throwing maybe it was Kyle who was, maybe he even just made it up. I don't even know. But he had gone to Abby and he said it was Stitch.
Yeah.
Stitch
They're all very suspicious of Stitch all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, all they do is just point fingers. Like, everybody in the world is possibly a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know how they live in such paranoia.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you truly believe, and then they're like, oh no, Victor did it. Oh no. Yes. And
but
then
they said something about, but we can't talk to the police about it.
Because, oh, God forbid. You know. Because the police are all, they are all murderers too.
Right. Yes.
Everyone you look at is all possibly a murderer. But so they have said something about Sharon. Sharon knows something. And then at the very end, you know how she was trying to steal the laptop?
Yeah.
What was that about?
I don't know.
See? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, so Sharon, then she's lurking around because she had had,
right,
you know, breakfast with Nick and Faith and Sage.
Yeah.
And she goes to the back patio and notices,
oh yeah,
the Scooby-Doo gang back there and kind of hides behind a curtain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she hears stuff, and Summer was mean to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because Summer's mean to everybody.
Yeah, Summer's a bitch.
Yeah. And she's
in mourning.
Oh, yeah. Sure, too. And so Sharon goes back into hiding. Mm-hmm. Like, pretends she leaves, but she just hides a little bit better.
Right. A different plant.
And then so what's funny is that they're always like, oh, we have all these files, and we have this evidence,
right,
and da, da, da. But they just leave it
completely
out in the open.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't, you know, Kevin was the one who had the laptop, and he found all this stuff, and he's telling Noah, okay, guard this with your life.
Yeah.
Never let it out of your sight. Handcuff it to your wrist. Yeah.
And Noah gets up to
and
go
Noah's
get a piece
like,
of cake.
Yeah. It's like, come on, let's go get cake. Well, it'll be fine. It's the coffee house. No one ever steals anything from the coffee
even
house.
Even though they're all being hunted.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Anytime they turn their back, there's a message
somebody,
written on
yeah.
the wall.
Well, and if they have this, you know, crack forensics team
oh
at
gosh.
The police department, couldn't they have...
Here's the other thing. Isn't...
writing analysis done?
Oh,
or...
No, because God forbid they actually rely on experts. God forbid.
Yeah.
But doesn't Kevin also work for the police department?
Yeah.
So, he is...
He has access to these resources.
Well, and he's also engaged in these illegal activities.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not using his resources to engage in those illegal activities.
Yeah.
But he's also not trusting the...
anyone else.
The entity of which he works for that's supposed to be solving real crimes.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
And when does he even go to work?
Right. There was a moment where it was when he left the laptop there. He's like, well, I got to go to the station.
Is it one of those things where they gave him like a sticker junior sheriff badge he goes in there and pretends to work?
Mm-hmm.
And
he's on the, you know, he's a .01. position, and so he's there for, you know, 45 minutes a week.
Yeah.
And anytime that you want, you come in and you do your thing and, you know, update the QuickBooks and then leave. Easy peasy.
Maybe that's what it is. Well, that sounds like a good job.
Yeah, I do.
Because I don't understand.
He's clearly getting paid a lot because he doesn't know anything else.
He was always broke with the coffee house, all those money troubles, having to, you know, rob banks or steal things. Go to his mom, and now he doesn't ever seem to be working.
And yet he
can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
I don't know. So anyway, Sharon is a little paranoid. I don't know, because they're throwing her name around, and I still don't know why. And then she sees that laptop, and she's like, I'm just going to go
take
that.
This. Yeah.
And so, of course, right as she's like pulling out of the bag, the entire crew walks in on her.
Yeah. Everyone converges from every entrance.
Yeah. It's a sting operation.
Yes. So you think Sharon did it?
No, not at all.
No way.
No. I guess I could see where you're going with Kyle. If he is a disposable character, but is he disposable? I just don't think he is yet.
No, yeah. I mean, I think we're not invested in the current incarnation of him.
No.
Enough. So that he could come in, be the murderer, you know, and
cause Jack some strife?
Yeah. Because the interaction between him and Jack is nothing.
They don't even
have scenes together. And it's just like, well, wait, your dad is getting married and you don't spend any, you don't go to the engagement party of your uncle, you don't, nothing? Okay, fine. So.
I just don't get it.
I mean, even Abby went to the engagement party.
Yeah.
So,
or I loved, let's just backtrack to the engagement party.
Mm-hmm.
There really weren't that many people there.
That was a sad, that was
sad,
a party.
Sad
it
party.
Was just,
but Phyllis's
like
phone
people.
Rings and it's Avery and Phyllis answers the phone and it's like, oh, I can't hear you. we're having such a big party. Right. Yeah. And I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. There's crickets in there.
Right. Yeah. It's as big a party as St. Patrick's Day was or Valentine's Day. It's
so sad. Like, I'm sorry. I would be an extra for free.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would probably easily
get pay my own plane ticket mm-hmm. to go down there and be in the
and
background.
Be an extra and... at a party. Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Please. Like, yeah. just get some more people in there and yeah. make it slightly more realistic.
Yeah, a little bit plausible.
Of course, you know I'd be in the background like, ha, 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 look at me.
Yeah. Scene stealer.
Yeah. I'd wear Abby's terrible sombrero. And like a classy cocktail engagement party.
There you go. Somebody's got to. You'll liven things up because, God, what a boring
party.
I'm so
clumsy. I'd like accidentally, like, I try to be real smooth and then I fall
off your chair. Yeah.
No, I guess I don't. I'm not making my case for being a good extra.
Okay. Was there anything else? Other than...
Michael has cancer.
Michael has cancer. He's being a dick.
He's so worried about his bedroom performance.
Yeah, and it's beyond funny now. Now it's just sad.
And it's
pathetic.
The only thing he cares
it's the
about.
Only thing
he,
and Lauren came right out and said, that's not the only way to do it.
Yeah.
And he just, like, would not hear it.
It's like...
And I, you know, I wonder if she's going to take a lover.
Do you think she is?
I think she's going to be so annoyed by him forcing her and
pushing her
and saying, you know, you deserve better. And maybe they'll do like a Polly storyline where he says, you have my permission to go and, you know, take a lover while I'm in treatment. And we'll all know it's for your own good. And after I get better and can be a real man to you again, then...
But he is so insecure.
Oh, he's just...
I can't see him doing that.
I can't even look at him. Yeah.
Because he was flipping out at the athletic club about it. And he goes... He's like, oh, I have to go use the bathroom for the 92nd time because of my problem.
Yeah.
And he goes...
Like, we need to know that.
I know. I was like, TMI. But, you know, what?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose that's their PSA moment. To let all those men out there know. If you have to pee a lot, you clearly have cancer. Go get checked.
It's like, okay. So he gets up, he leaves. And the waiter comes over, you know, good-looking young waiter.
And it's
just nice.
Being a nice person.
Yeah.
A human being.
Yeah. And she is, there's no flirting. It
no,
is just simply like, what would you like to order, ma'am? Oh, please get me a Tom Collins.
Right.
And Michael
How
comes in.
How dare you, you slut!
Yeah.
You whore! Why don't you just do them on the table? It's like, God, Michael.
Whoa.
Insecure much? Defensive much?
Totally.
You know? Yeah.
I guess I just don't know where it's going, but...
Yeah, I just, part of me just wants him to, you know.
I mean, really, when was the last time as a married couple they were even happy? This is well before cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, they were not happy before cancer.
So.
Because he had been taking the Viagras to liven up their.
Well, and she cheated on him with Carmine.
Right. Ever since then is when he's been trying to win her back. And,
yeah, and he was working too much. Mm-hmm. Right? So let's just break this up.
Yeah.
He can have cancer by himself,
which
would be sad and pathetic, I guess.
Already is. But
yeah.
At least he won't be so angry.
I just, I'm tired of seeing Lauren be so nervous and upset and never happy.
Yeah.
And maybe if she gets a new man, she'd get a new hairdo.
Oh, please God. Yeah, because that same old curl is just so tedious.
Yeah. Which I was so happy to see, like, Sharon had a ponytail,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Somebody else,
Avery, there was a day where Avery's hair was up. And
yeah.
And it was really cute.
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about
Avery.
Avery
yeah.
and,
Joe. Ooh la la.
Yeah, clearly they're gonna get back together to free up.
I support that.
Yeah, I'm on board with that now because Dylan and Sharon are just the perfect golden retriever couple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are.
You know.
And Dylan is always lurking in the background, too.
Yeah.
With Sharon, with Avery. He's always just kind of like
he's
those
not,
beady little eyes.
Yeah, he's
or
not
staring
part of any
windows.
Conversation. He's just standing in doorways listening.
Waiting to give his 2 cents.
Yeah, which no one
cares. With not enough context every single time.
Yeah, right. But there was some flashbacky stuff with Joe and Avery and when they were married and why they broke up. But then there was Joe's latest excuse for staying in town is that he's helping out with this foundation that works with battered
domestic violence, domestic survivors, violence
and battered kids and stuff. So,
And it's very close to his heart because of his own personal experiences.
Right. Yes,
and then Avery's heart melts because she's like, "Oh,
oh, you were beaten up as a child."
And she made this. She made a point, which I was like, okay, now they're getting back together. She said, I always thought that you making all this money was like a measuring stick for your success.
Mm-hmm.
But now I understand it's so you can make all that money and give it back.
Right. No, it's not.
I know.
It's like, please, give me a break.
But I still
love it. I mean, I think it's great that he is doing that.
Yeah, and, sure, you know, of course.
Sure, okay. Even if your motives are not as pure as perhaps they could be.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well...
And I'm sorry, the scenes between Joe and Dylan are hard to watch because their faces are so Botoxed and so much forehead.
Yeah.
Joe just needs bangs.
He needs something.
Something to
but I don't know if
break up his face.
Like, and he's so much taller than Dylan that I just feel like Dylan appears like this little chihuahua nipping at his heels all the time.
Oh, I feel like he's more of a bulldog, but
because
he's kind of stout.
Yeah, I just feel like
he's definitely the small dog.
He's minimized.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and the fact that Joe is always very well dressed in a beautiful suit.
Yeah.
You know, he looks well put together, whereas Dylan, even though his clothes are nice.
It's like he's dressed like a 17-year-old high school boy.
Yeah.
It's like,
his mom buys his clothes for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just doesn't say sophistication.
No. No.
You know, the thing is, when he started,
do him any harm.
I think I really liked, I don't know, did I really like him?
No, you didn't like him, and then you did like him, and now I think you're going back to not like him.
I think when he was going to be Chelsea's baby's father, when he was going to be Connor's father, I think I liked him at that point. I think I was okay with them as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was. I'll have to go back and listen to one of our old podcasts. Yeah. Like, what did I think? But now I'm like, oh, he's such a meddler and he's always around.
Yeah, he's mealy mouth.
Just go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm okay with him and Sharon.
I'm okay with him and Sharon. Yeah, that'd be great. And for Sharon, it would, you know, she could have kind of the homecoming of, you know, oh, I'm back at the coffee house.
Another notch on the bedpost. It's only the Newman bedpost.
Yeah,
just
that's right.
Just another Newman.
That's right. Gotta have them all.
Yeah.
Even though he's not technically a Newman. But
oh, he's not. You're right.
Yeah,
so what is he?
He's a Nicky.
He's a Nicky.
A Nicky Paul hybrid.
Oh. Maybe that's why I don't like him.
Yeah, really.
He's not a Newman. You're right. I guess when they keep saying, oh, he's Nick's brother. He's Nick's brother.
Yeah.
But so he's not.
He's a Newman by association.
Yeah, okay. He's not a Newman. Mm. That's why he also has no money.
Right.
He seems broke, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. That coffee house, that is cursed. Don't ever, ever buy that place. You will make nothing.
Well, or be the supplier, because clearly you are overcharging for your product.
Yeah.
Because, that place should be mint. It should, you know, be money in the bank.
It should be.
Because it's the only one in town, and people are there. There's always people there.
Always.
They never are saying, oh, gee, it's so slow today. I think I'll go home.
Yeah.
You know, there's always somebody there.
They should turn it into a cat cafe.
Oh, God, no. 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 Just because your life is a cat cafe does not mean that that's good for everybody.
I'm just saying, I think it would revive the place of its old, tired...
Puppy place.
Oh, puppy
fine.
Place. Puppy. I would like that.
Yeah. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Did
we cover everybody?
I think so.
Okay.
I feel like we're missing something, but
I feel
whatever.
Like we are too.
Not a whole lot has been happening.
Yeah.
So maybe by the end of April, we'll have a lot more
something
to talk about.
Yeah, something will happen.
Okay. Go to our Facebook page. Find us Young and the Restless Recap. And I had that question. What was my question? What the heck were they talking about with that laptop with Stitch and Sharon? I want to know.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Okay, see you next time.
Bye.